It's a puddle that hopefully nobody drives through and ruins the vegetation in it.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. One of the most ephemeral beauties of spring is the burst of wildflowers around vernal pools. On Saturday, I took a tour of a few vernal pools with Chuck Williams of the San Hedrin chapter of the California Native Plant Society.
What happens with the vernal pool, it gets water just from rainwater in the wintertime. And in the springtime, then all the plants start growing in it, and it gets colorful for a couple of weeks. And easily within a month from now, it'll be dry. And it'll remain that way until the next rains come. So it's only a temporary puddle. And then in the summertime, it doesn't look like diddly. It looks pretty bad. They can easily be destroyed by either somebody filling them with dirt or draining them. That usually happens. It's a precious area because it's flat land. It has water on it.
On our way over here, we found a flower that you identified as meadow foam.
That's one of the colorful ones. It's white, and it usually grows around vernal pools because it likes the additional water. It's not growing in this one. It used to. About all that's in here right now is the semaphore grass. We have several semaphore grasses in Mendocino County. This is not the most rare one. It's the kind that if we lose many more populations of it, it would have to be listed as rare. This vernal pool got a fence put through the middle of it, and there's animals grazing on the other side of the fence, so they eat it down over there and keep it much shorter. And on the outside of the fence, it's growing much taller and higher. And that just shows the impact of grazing on the plants. There are a wide number of insects and like shrimp. The ducks and other water birds will come and harvest them. Salamanders and frogs are in here and breed in here. And so the vernal pools are, while they're here, they serve a definite purpose in nature.
We headed north on 101 to another pool, just off the highway past Reeves Canyon Road. One side was thick with Blennosperma, a tiny yellow sunflower. This pool had survived an entirely different kind of danger.
One end of it is shallow, so it's totally full of the yellow Blennosperma. And the other end of it, somebody dug down deeper trying to make it a more permanent pond of water rather than drying out in the spring, that they were trying to get more water in it. That's a very typical way that people destroy vernal pools, is trying to make them permanent.
So is this pool pretty safe, even though it's just within a few hundred yards of the highway?
Well, yeah, because if you turn around, we just walk through a line of big boulders. They're waist high. Caltrans put those boulders out here to protect this vernal pool, the rare plant in it. And that was pretty nice of them to do that. I worried for a while that it was going to get run over. So this one's well protected, but still pretty open for the public to come look at it if you know where it is. The Blennosperma here is not a rare plant. But after the Blennosperma slows down in its growth, it will be replaced by another yellow flower that is rare, which is Lasthenia. I just discovered it because I was coming in here looking for a broom to pull, the non-native French broom and such like as that, because I patrol the whole highway here trying to keep the broom out.
Sometimes these fragile ecosystems are created by massive earth-moving operations, like an entire complex of pools near the south boat ramp at Lake Mendocino.
We see a vernal pool with yellow all the way around it, and that would be the Blennosperma. And then we see white. There's a whole line of white there, and that would be the meadow foam.
Why is it in such a perfect line? I'm seeing...
It's a drainage line that is artificially made to drain this whole area here, but it's all very flat, so the water in it is moving very, very slowly, and that allows some vernal plants to grow in it. Vernal plants don't like current.
So this is basically an accidentally man-made vernal pool system.
Yeah, it's part of the burrow pit or quarry from making the dam. And they just happened to leave some holes behind it filled with water. So the plants moved in.
Our last stop of the day was a pair of large pools at the Hopland Research and Extension Center. It was another study in dramatic contrast.
Well, here in this vernal pool, it's almost dry. This is giving you a pretty good example of what it looks like most of the year. It's just a barren spot. This is one of the vernal pool plants. There's not very many of them even in here. I think most of them have already dried up that were here. Or maybe they just weren't here this year, being this is a burn area.
There's a lot of tadpoles in here. Do you think they have enough time to make it into Froghood?
I doubt it. I think this pond is on its way out.
What do you think this is?
Huh.
Are those eggs?
I see some over here too.
So we just found piles of things that looked like tiny luminescent beads about twice the size of a poppy seed.
Black and shiny and really pretty and just thick as ever in little dips in the bottom of the drying pool. They look like little tiny clamshells to me, and we don't have any idea what they are, but some invertebrate fauna, how about that?
We had directions to another vernal pool, described as a tad past the one that was almost dry. We drove literally a tad, just a few hundred feet.
This is a serious vernal pool. This is like a pond. It's huge, and it's really deep. How deep do you think it is in the middle?
I would guess it's at least three feet deep in the middle. And it's all on the bottom of it is all covered with algae. And there's some algae all around the edge. And there's spike rush sticking up through the algae along the edge. You just never know. Every pond is different.
So we have now seen vernal pools created by almost a completely different set of conditions for each one we've looked at. What's the definition of a vernal pool?
It's still a mud hole that doesn't have cars running through it. That's left alone, left on its own, so it can grow whatever seeds happen by.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. We've been exploring the fleeting beauty of just a few local vernal pools with Chuck Williams of the Sanhedrin chapter of the California Native Plant Society.